KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, a bit of mist in the air. We look for areas of fog this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy to cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly later this afternoon, a high of 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, a collision between an SUV and a semi early Monday morning in Mills County resulted in the death of a Nebraska resident. The Iowa State Patrol reports 30-year-old Nayeli Molgado of Omaha, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene of the crash on Interstate 29 near mile marker 36. Officials say Molgado was driving a 2003 Mercury Mountaineer northbound on I-29 in the left lane at around 3:25 a.m. when, for reasons unknown, the SUV entered the right lane and struck the rear of a trailer of a 2012 Kenworth semi that was also headed northbound. After the collision, the SUV rolled over and came to rest in the median. The driver of the semi, 57-year-old Tommy Wilson of Mulberry, Arkansas, was not injured. The Cass County Sheriff's Office late Monday afternoon identified a man injured in a tractor accident Sunday evening. Officials say at around 7:37 p.m. Sunday, the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of an individual who'd been run over by a tractor. 70-year-old Gary Nick Brunau of Rural Atlantic was transported to a city hospital by a LifeNet helicopter. Fire and rescue crews from Cumberland and Messina, along with medevac ambulance, had responded to the scene Sunday night near 67595 650th, which is southwest of Cumberland. According to dispatch reports, at the time, the tractor's rear wheels ran over Bruneau's hips. No other details on how the accident occurred are currently available. The driver of a 2006 Pontiac Grand Prix escaped injury early Saturday morning after his car struck a cow on the road in Cass County. The accident happened near Dallas Road and 590th Street at around 12:47 a.m. Officials say 24-year-old Dylan Ray Sharp of Atlantic was southbound on Dallas Road when a car entered the traveled portion of the roadway and was struck by the passenger side of the vehicle. The cow walked away from the scene. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday no serious injuries were reported following an accident late Monday morning on the east side of Creston near Wellman Dynamics. Authorities say vehicles driven by 17-year-old Jared Ryan Long of Ankeny and 42-year-old Michelle Duane Grossamy of Clarinda collided at around 11:20 a.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and Pole Road. The accident happened when a 2001 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup driven by Long stopped at the stop sign as he was headed north on Pole Road but then proceeded into the intersection. The pickup struck an eastbound 2006 Ford Expedition driven by Grossamy in the middle of the intersection. Neither driver was injured, but a passenger in Long's pickup, 17-year-old Sam Carstensen of Elkhart, and a passenger in the Ford, 10-year-old Bryson Grossamy of Clarinda, suffered suspected minor injuries that did not require transport to the hospital. All the vehicle's occupants were wearing their seatbelts. Damage from the collision amounted to $12,000. Authorities say Long was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right of way. The Union County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a rollover accident Saturday afternoon. Authorities said 17-year-old Jensen Marie Carson of Orient was traveling east on 195th Street at around 1:05 p.m. when a deer ran out in front of the 1993 Buick Skylark she was driving. Carson lost control of the car, causing it to enter the ditch on the south side of the road. The vehicle rolled over and came to rest on its wheels facing east. The teen complained of possible pain and or injury, but was not transported immediately to the hospital. Damage to the vehicle is estimated at $3,000. And the deadline for nonprofit groups and organizations to apply for funds online from either the Cass or Audubon County Community Foundation is looming ever near. The deadline is September 1st. Funds from the Cass County Community Foundation and the Audubon County Community Foundation are available countywide to groups and organizations in each respective county. In Cass County, $29,000 was allocated for the fall grant cycle. In Audubon County, $40,590 is available. Both counties' grant dollars are for a single year. Application procedures and guidelines are available at www.iowacommunityfoundations.org/CASCEF for Cass County organizations and /AudubonCEF for Audubon County. Click on the grant information tab and follow the links. In our funeral announcements, Shelby Van Meer Lafreniere, age 56, of Linden, died July 31st at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Shelby Lafreniere will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Dale Slayton, age 94, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Casey, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Dale Slayton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Eunice Getzinger, age 86, who's formerly of Defiance, died Saturday at the Story County Senior Care Center. A massive Christian burial for Eunice Getzinger will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Colleen Williams, age 89, of Linden, died Sunday at Adele Acres Care Center. Funeral services for Colleen May Williams will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Darlene Hansen, age 90, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Darlene Hansen will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Lacey Dills, age 36, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died July 31st. Memorial services for Lacey Karina Dills will be on August 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Shelby United Lutheran Church. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. And Kevin Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, has died. Services for Kevin Kanan are currently pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.